Welcome to the Crackerbox Podcast. I'm your host, Hudson, where we will be doing a special episode today because normally we talk about the solo Beatles. Today we are talking about the Beatles and the album Abbey Road. I plan to do all the Beatles albums at some point, but I want to start off with probably the most popular Beatles album and the most iconic cover, Abbey Road. Also happens to be my second favorite Beatles album. So, here we go. So, a little in-depth about the album. It was released in 1969, but recorded last. So, what happened is they recorded the Let It Be sessions, as known as Get Back, before. And they recorded that, and it was a really... Then they decided, you know what, we've got one more album in us. And so they decided to record this album, which I think is one just pure wonderfulness. And so this does feature all the Beatles, and they did bring back George Martin back for this because they had brought the now deceased Phil Spector in for the Get Back project. So... To start off, I'm going to go through each and every song, give them a rating out of 10. There's not going to be any ratings that are bad on this album, I will say that. And then I will give you my thoughts on the album at the end with a rating out of 10. So, side one. So it starts out very strongly with Come Together. Now, I'm going to be completely honest, I never want to hear this song again because of how overplayed it is on the radio, but I still love it, and it's a 10. It's all I can really say. I think that the harmony is just beautiful, and covers of it include Aerosmith. I'm sure some other bands have covered it as well, but Aerosmith is the most famous cover of this song. It features the bass line, which was used originally with their hands going, and then, you know, the guitar and the drums, and it's got Lennon on lead vocals. I mean, really great song. It was the double A-side to the next song, so which we get into Something. Now, Something, oh wow, really good track. I mean, this is the best song on the album, I will say. I do think George Harrison has the two best songs on the album, for me personally. It's a beautiful love song to Patty Boyd, his first wife, who was sister to Jenny Boyd, who was married to Mick Fleetwood, a Fleetwood Mac, by the way, at one point. It's just a beautiful love song. The melody, the slide guitar work, the chorus, and even at concerts, I think it's really sweet. Paul McCartney does this song as a little tribute to George, which I think is just really wonderful. So that is the song Something. So, Maxwell's Silver Hammer. So, this is probably one of the weakest songs out of the album. And Something's a 10, by the way. Which, I mean, it's not going to be a bad rating or anything, but this is probably the weakest song on the album. I think that it's just a little bit funny, but again, it's about a dark subject, oddly, about a murderer. And, yeah, really great. I mean, just Paul doing his kind of granny music stuff, but still really just a wonderful song and so much fun. So the next song, this is like a really, almost could have been on Please Please Me or with the Beatles, Oh Darling, which the vocals on here, these are Paul's probably best vocal performances of his career with the Beatles. It's just, you know, so up there and just wonderful and yeah. Then the next song, it's a Paul lead vocal, by the way, Maxwell and Oh Darling. The next song is Ringo Shot of the album, and this is a really fun song. This song perfectly suits Ringo. I think it's kind of a follow-up to Yellow Submarine in a way. It's the song Odar, Octopus's Garden. I would give it a 9 out of 10. Just a little bit of thing lacking. I think that just on the pressing that I have, it could be, it just sounds a little bit muddy. But that could just be the pressing. But other than that, it's a 9 out of 10. Just, you know, really fun, well-suited Ringo song. I don't think it's the best song on the album, but I think it's, I love it. It's just a lot of fun to hear Ringo do that, and it's just so much fun to hear Ringo do a song like that. So next up, we have the closer to side one, and this is a perfect closer to side one. It is the longest song on the album, not counting the medley, because that is several different songs, technically. It is the song I Want You, She's So Heavy. Really hard rocking, you know, John and George are really going back for guitar solos. Paul has just such a great guitar riff in it, and it's just, and you know, John's really screaming his guts out, and the thing that blew me away the first time I heard this album years ago is all of a sudden it's loud and then it just stops, which I think is just wonderful. There's no fade out. It just stops dead in its tracks, which is just so amazing to me. So yeah, that's I Want You, She's So Heavy. It's my favorite John song on the album, and that's a 10 out of 10 song. So next up, this is side two, so we flip the record over, and we open with the second best song on here, Here Comes the Sun, which would be in my top 10 Beatles songs along with Something. Just really beautiful medley. You know, it's kind of, I almost think that, like, this song is like the godfather to All Things Must Pass, because he sees the brighter light ahead, because George had a harder time with the Beatles. And, you know, All Things Must Pass was like, it's all past and beyond. So I kind of see that as, like, the dad to All Things Must Pass a little bit. You know, really happy, beautiful lyrics. His vocals are so wonderful on this song. Just George Harrison, just really beautiful song. So the next song is Because, which is just so wonderful. You know, it's got, you know, some really awesome harmonies, and it's really just so wonderful. I think that it goes right into Because, and it is just so perfect. I mean, the harmonies, the little vocals, the strings. George Martin made this album, along with Billy Preston. He's on this album, too, I believe. And so, that is Because. You Never Give Me Your Money. It's a really fun Paul song. He gets, you know, just says, you never give me your money. You know, his soft Paul vocals, which is obviously a 10 out of 10 song. Next song we go to is Sun King. Really wonderful song. Kind of in the veins of Because, the same harmonies and the same techniques, you know, really quiet, and it's just joint harmonies, and it's really cool. And now here's a really fun song, one of the John song in this medley, one of the John contributions, Paul Theme Pam. You know, it just comes out really hard rocking, and yeah, it's just great. It's one of the best songs on the album. And now we get right into the next song. She came in through the bathroom window, protected by a silver spoon. They had to get the police department, which I think is just one of the best lyrics on the album. I think that Paul really has a fun time with this, and yeah, it's just pure wonderfulness. It's so beautiful. And then we get into, I think, the best part of this medley on side two. And that would be Golden Slumbers, Once There Was a Way to Get Back Onward. I think it's a very wonderful song. Then it just bleeds right into Carry That Weight. And then that just says you're going to carry that weight. And then The End, which I think is one of the best songs on the album. It's really cool, wonderful. And then, so, it gets all silent. And then you get the immediately boom. And then it goes into Her Majesty, which is just a little ditty. It's technically the worst song on here, but it's just a ditty. So, I love every song on here, but my least favorite would be Maxwell's Silverhammer. And my favorite song would be Something, and everything else is up there. It's just so good. So, that is Abbey Road for you. I hope you enjoyed this mini review. I hope we will get many more to come. I just like doing these short little reviews sometimes. This is my second episode, and it's a 10 out of 10. I mean, it is the second best Beatles album. It's tied with the Revolver and the White Album for me, and Sgt. Pepper and Help coming in next. So that is the Beatles, Abbey Road. I'm again your host, Hudson, and thank you for listening. Please subscribe and comment what your favorite songs are or ideas for episodes, and enjoy. Have a good day.